Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. uschamber.com. Put in /SB loans on the end of that. You can find their outstanding report on how all this help from the government is going to come to help you, small business owners. Tom, I got a question for you. The money that's the emergency money, the first money from the form that we fill out on the SBA website, is that a loan or is that a grant? Do we know? They're calling it a loan.
Yes. Yeah, so the first $10,000 is a cash advance grant. And that's supposed to be given to folks within 3 days.
That doesn't have to be paid back?
That's accurate, Jeff.
Okay, even though they call it a loan. All right, then there's another situation with the second round of money that you're going to get from your bank, as we talked about a minute ago, the emergency loan fund, the loan fund. Then there's some stuff in the CARES Act that makes some of that a grant. Talk to us about how that works.
Yeah, Jim, I think you've got it exactly right. That first step by the small business owner has got to be to SBA.gov, click on the emergency relief that is available, and takes about 8 minutes to fill out the form. But as soon as that's done, and sometimes if you're online, you can even make a phone call at the same time. It's really got to be with the lenders that small businesses have relationships with. The lenders are now backed by the federal government to lend a total of $350 billion to small businesses. And the way that it works is that the loan amount can be forgiven for the amount that goes to payroll and some expenses. There's a calculation in the CARES Act that was signed into law on Friday that says an employer takes an average payroll per month, multiplies it by 2.5, and you get the amount for the loan. Mm-hmm. And there is a limit of $10 million. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of June, you calculate what of that loan went towards payroll and some expenses, and that loan turns into a grant.
That portion, whatever that number is, the payroll, rent payment, utilities, maybe a mortgage payment, there's a handful of things that are specific. Whatever those add up to in the doing the math on it, whatever that number is, that comes off of the loan as a grant, right?
Yes, and it's important to know that this is for non-employers as well. Congress realized that over 80% of America's small business owners are sole proprietors, independent contractors.
20 million. And 20 million of them.
Yeah, and this law helps them too. If you're an independent contractor, a sole proprietor, you can go to the lender who you work with, mm-hmm. and you can get a loan. You take the average of your monthly income from last year, multiply it by 2.5, and you will get the loan that if that goes towards the expenses at the end of June, you get your money back.
Aren't they also going to be able to draw, if they're giggers, if they're just strictly a independent contractor, aren't they also going to be able to draw unemployment even though they didn't pay in?
Depends on what state, Jeff.
Okay.
The unemployment insurance system is run state by state. Federal government is adding to those resources to make sure that the states stay solvent. It really depends on what state you're in related to the independent contractors.
Okay. Tom, I got about 30 seconds. What have we left out? What do we lack? What do we need to review?
Jim, I just want to make sure our resource is available, and that's uschamber.com/SBLoans.
All right. And we'll be getting that website out too, Tom. We'll put that up on everything we've got to let people know how to go there and take advantage of that. I want to thank you for your leadership, folks. When I was trying to put together my report last week, the first phone call I made was to Tom Sullivan. He knows what he's talking about. And so, Tom, thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for always being there for small businesses. You've been doing it a long time. And keep up the good work, and let's get through this together.
Jim, thank you for keeping Main Street strong. Love you, Jim.
Thank you, buddy. You too, man. Take care of yourself. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. And he'll be back again another day. We'll keep him close, I promise you. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.